You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is the government's reasoning behind the decision to scrap legal aid for cultural reports?
The only reason they've given is that it costs money. They think that there is what they call a cottage industry of people making money out of providing this useful information to the courts.
Why do they deem that as problematic?
Because they're penny wise and pound foolish, frankly.
What consequences is this change likely to have on offenders?
Well, the likely effect is that lawyers will have to find different ways of getting the same information in front of the sentencing judges. So lawyers will have to spend more time collating the information. They'll have to try and find other experts who will be funded by legal aid to collate the information and get it in front of the courts. So the likely effect is that we'll have longer court hearings and more expense from other experts and from lawyers.
Is this decision likely to have negative effects, particularly on Māori offenders?
If lawyers do their job properly, the answer is no. But if lawyers are kind of forced into accepting this provision, then yes, it will have a disproportionate effect on Māori, because more than 50% of the prison population is Māori. So we have Māori more involved as victims of crime, as defendants, and as people who get sentenced to prison. So when you take away an aspect of the right to a fair trial in a system which affects Māori more, then yes, there is going to be that disproportionate effect on Māori.
One of the common arguments seen against cultural reports is that they make sentencing unjustly lenient. What are your thoughts on this?
New Zealand sentences at a higher rate than Australia, than Canada, than England and Wales, than Scotland, than Ireland. We're ahead in terms of the rate of incarceration. We're ahead of most of the countries we usually compare ourselves to. So, no, we are not light on incarceration.
In your opinion, are there any changes that should be made to the existing Section 27 report system, and what are they?
It would be good to make sure that Section 27 reports are available around the country. So we do have situations where in certain parts of the country there aren't the relevant experts to provide them. That's the kind of thing that I'd like to see addressed, so that they're equally available to everybody in all parts of the country. They provide relevant information, so we should be encouraging and funding them properly.
Where can people go to learn more about this issue to gain a fully informed perspective?
There's been quite a few people writing about Section 27 reports, so my article is one of several that are out there. And just frankly think about the situation of the background of people who are in front of the criminal justice system. There was an expert report put out about 3 or 4 years ago by Sir Peter Gluckman, who was the chief science advisor to Prime Minister Bill English. And it sets out all the evidence about the disadvantages of the vast majority of the prison population. If people will inform themselves about the nature of people who get caught up in the criminal justice system, people will then realize that they're people who quite often have medical problems or quite often have addiction problems, mental health problems. They're people who, on the whole, need assistance. And that's why getting proper information about them through Section 27 cultural reports and other sources of information, that's why it's important as part of having a fairer justice system that is based on data rather than dogma.
What are the positive impacts of Section 27 reports, not just on the offender, but their loved ones and also the system in general and society?
So if you look at the language of Section 27, it says that the person who's convicted, the person who's the offender, may ask for someone to address their personal, family, whānau, community, and cultural background. And that's a recognition that the wider society, and particularly whānau and the community from which people come, are affected by when somebody is sentenced, but can also play a positive role in setting the person onto the right track. So if you don't include people who are affected into the system, they see the system as something which is opposed to them rather than something they are part of. So it builds alienation from the system. And that's the last thing we want. So Section 27 provides this kind of holistic way of including all sorts of people in the sentencing process. I think that's a good thing. And so any effort to remove funding and make it less usable is by definition a bad thing.
Are there any other countries that have a similar system to cultural reports that perhaps we could use or think about in refining our own system?
So over in Canada, they've, on the basis of some cases, including a case called Gladue, they have recognized that the over-incarceration of Indigenous offenders is something which requires judges to have proper information about the effect of incarceration, about alternative methods of dealing with and sentencing people who've got themselves involved in criminality. Even in Australia, they've got a thing called the Bug Me Bar Book, named after a case involving an Aboriginal offender, which sets out all sorts of information about how deprived backgrounds can play a role in leading people into criminality. So there are some useful sources of information around the world. What we currently have with this proposal is the idea that judges are still able to hear this information, but it won't get funded, which just is a strange position to adopt, because the proposal doesn't say this information is not relevant. It says it's relevant information, but we're not going to allow you an easy way of getting it through the legal aid system. It's just a very strange way of approaching.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.